Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. The blind spot on the best heat in the city.
Uncle T, I'm the youngest of three kids. My two older siblings have the same father, and I have my own father. For as long as I can remember, my mom always treated me like an outsider. And the interesting is that my siblings knew their father, while Mina, on the other hand, I didn't know who my father is. My mom was always dismissive. But I remember before Ugogo asked emhlabeni, she asked me to forgive my mother, as my father really hurt her, and she was taking it out on me. After matric, I was lucky to get a bursary, and I was able to study far away from home, so I finished my studies. Nasekhaya bengayi as often during the holidays, I would opt to visit friends or just ngisihlalele lapho nje eres, and my mother and siblings never seemed to care. I have been living my own life, and as in, I think I've just come to terms with this whole situation. In November, my sister called me, wangjela ukuthi yazi my mom is not doing well. And I actually felt numb when she told me. Mother has gotten worse. And a relative called me, angjela ukuthi yazi ngel, sicela nje uthathe umama uzomsiza because your two elder siblings are not doing a good job taking care of her. Wangcenga ukuthi ngumlande as she knows ukuthi la eJoburg, I have more access to good doctors. And as in, to be honest, I'm so conflicted. This woman did a bad job being a mother to me. Her favorite kids are not doing a good job taking care of her. And imagine they expect me to come to the rescue. I have forgiven my mother, but as in, I can never forget how I was left to figure out life alone in this dark, terrible world. I told them I will find a good facility, and caregivers, but as in, that was met with so much anger and accusations, Wuti, as in, I'm just trying to get rid of her. Personally, I don't think, Wuti, this is the best solution. I will pay and ensure Wuti yonke into is right, but nje, I refuse to stop my life for a woman who doesn't know where I live. Ongazinezi ukuzakhe ukuthi zinjani, and nokuthi ngenzani for a living. At what point do we hold deadbeat and toxic mothers accountable? What could be my blind spot?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Here we go. Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
We have a blind spot. You know, when she says, I don't think this is the best solution, I was like, wait a minute. Meaning, she herself doesn't think this is the best solution to take her to a hospice, to a care center. But she's like, I'd rather protect my peace. Why give time to somebody who never gave me time?
Hi, Dali. Hamba uyekhaya, Dali. Uthathe abantu abadala, as much as bakufonela ukuthi uzosiza umama, ubathathe ubabeke phansi naye umama akhona. You cough out all the pain that you are feeling lapho kuwe ine-enga yakho. Uyibeke phansi etafuleni naye umama akhulume, nihlalisane phansi ngoba semanje sekayagula. Uzokwazi naye ukuthi akhofe out, asho mhlawumbe acele icolo. And then you'll see ukuthi uyithatha from there, uyamisa ku-facility or you take care of her yourself. Because ukholda i-crush nawe uzozigulisa self. Lo muntu lo sekaya gula wazi ukuthi ugulela ukuhamba, yena uzohamba abe at peace, wena uzosala negrudge.
If it was a father, Bayile, would you say the same?
Yo, Uncle T, this blind spot, it hit home. We're not ready as a nation to have this topic about toxic mothers. And we need to hold them accountable because I don't know wakula. And then as Africans, we're going to say, I know what you're going to say, wakula, take her, what. But what about the hurt and the pain that she's caused this young lady that had to build herself? For your own peace, do what's best for you. That's all I could say. For your own peace, do what's best for you. Your blind spot is you're still hurting, and now they're using the siblings digger. You're this one, it hit home.
Get in now.
Lapa with blind spot. Hey, usisi, ukhuluma into impela engikhulele kuyo and ubuhlungu lobo ngibuzwa njengoba ebuzwa, ngiba-understand njengoba understand, and even more ngoba kwami kuze kwaba physical and emotional. I went through depression for 4 years. Ngaze ngakwazi ngafunda ukuzimela. Manje ngoba sengizimele, I have to do le nto usisi le ayishoyo naye ukuthi you have to take care of abazali. Mina ngihlali naye akaguli, kodwa I have to take care of her financial debt.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The blind spot.
My sister, there's no blind spot here. do what you feel, do what you want to do, do what you need to do for yourself. Do not allow people to guilt trip you and make you feel like you have to do this because it's your mother, you have to feel this way. You don't have to do anything. Don't allow people to guilt trip you, please. Thank you. There's no blind spot here. All right.
Thank you, Lumka. There is a blind spot. There is one. And it's financial.
Inzima siswami inzima into yakho thina singakhuluma siqede sikuphe yonke iadvice but ekugcineni idecision yakho yazi thina abanye asinabo mama siyabafisa ngenhliziyo zethu zonke sithi nje ukuba mhlawumbe umama ukhona ngabe kunomama nje yo yaziko sami ozibuza ukuthi kwamoshakalaphi yazi noma bekuthuba kwakho wayekwenza into embi yazi noma bekuthiwa wayekwenza into embi kodwa wena ungenaphi ibhayibheli ke liyasho nalo lithi nje izono zabazali zabazali ziyowela ebantwaneni sithando sami into oyifunayo nje ukuthi uqine emthandazweni ke uguqe ngedolo uthandaze ubuze uNkulunkulu ukuthi uwenzeni that's why ekugcineni i-decision eyakho.
All right. Toxic mothers, deadbeat mothers. It's a conversation, or is this a conversation we are ready to have now? Because had this been about a deadbeat father, yarr! I'm glad this came to the surface. It's a conversation we need to have.
Sorry for the childhood that was so horrible and terrible. Your mother owes you an apology. The fact that your grandmother said, when you need to apologize to your mother for the terrible way she was treated by the father, I don't understand. All you need to do is to sit down. Le mama hao, le bana ba kweheno, you deserve to know. Papa Haukemang, you deserve an apology. You deserve an explanation. You need to restore all those broken bonds. You need to restore broken trust. Jo, ke understand horo utlwa bohloko. Ke understand horo utlwa horo itsikeng ha o sabatla next, but find it in your heart. Hore le nefatse mama how owes you the truth. Mama how owes you apology. And but we are doing the very best that you can. Ka mo fa that care a itlhoka. Phephisa ngwana go hi. I hope you'll find it in your heart to forgive.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The blind spot on the best heat in the city.
Uncle T, I'm the youngest of three kids. My two older siblings have the same father and I have my own father. For as long as I can remember, my mom always treated me like an outsider. And the interesting is that my siblings knew their father, while Mina, on the other hand, I didn't know who my father is. My mom was always dismissive. But I remember before ugogo asidlula emhlabeni, she asked me to forgive my mother as my father really hurt her and she was taking it out on me. After matric, I was lucky to get a bursary and I was able to study far away from home. So I finished my studies. Nasekhaya bengayi as often during the holidays. I would opt to visit friends or just ngisihlalele lapho nje areas. And my mother and siblings never seemed to care. I have been living my own life and as in, I think I've just come to terms with this whole situation. In November, my sister called me, wangjela ukuthi as in, my mom is not doing well. And I actually felt numb when she told me. Mother has gotten worse. And a relative called me, angjela ukuthi as in, girl, sicela nje uthathe umama uzomsiza because your two elder siblings are not doing a good job taking care of her. Wangxenga ukuthi ngumlande as she knows ukuthi la eJoburg I have more access to good doctors. And as in, to be honest, I'm so conflicted. This woman did a bad job being a mother to me. Her favorite kids are not doing a good job taking care of her. And imagine they expect me to come to the rescue. I have forgiven my mother, but as in, I can never forget how I was left to figure out life alone in this dark, terrible world. I told them that I will find a good facility, and caregivers. But as in, that was met with so much anger and accusations. As in, I'm just trying to get rid of her. Personally, I don't think this is the best solution. I will pay and ensure that young kids are right, but I refuse to stop my life for a woman who doesn't know where I live. And for a living, at what point do we hold deadbeat and toxic mothers accountable? What could be my blind spot?
Yeah.
it's a bit complex, but I would have done the same thing as well. because she's in a position where she's hurt by this person, by her mother, that is, and she's forgiven her, right? So, and we need to make a clear distinction. I mean, forgiveness does not mean reconciliation, you know? Mm. You can forgive your mother, but it doesn't mean that you have to build a relationship later and happy again. You know, it's like...
That's why they say forgiveness is really more for you than the other person.
It's like, you know, I don't know, Malome Peter is always drunk and beats everybody up. You know, you've forgiven him, but he can't come to our Christmas celebration anymore. Mm. You know, we've forgiven you, uncle, but you stay there. You can't come through over here. I don't want to traumatize my kids. So if she comes into her space... We don't know what's going to happen, right? Mm. She was not there when she had to deal with boys when she was 16, when she had to go to university, when she got her, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Women go through a lot, right? So
talk about an absent mother.
Exactly.
Yeah. You are there, but not there.
Exactly. Mm. So I know I would have done the same. Mm.
Gladys? Yeah,
there's a lot I'm picking up here. Number one, the mom is upset for the child for how the dad made her feel, or how the dad hurt her. So that... is wrong. You cannot do that to your own child that you've given birth to. Probably every time she looked at her, it was a reminder of her past hurts. So the mother herself needs to learn the art or the act of forgiveness, because she couldn't forgive the dad. Mm-hmm. But she's expecting the same daughter that she treated the way she treated to come through for her. Another thing that disturbs me is the mother seems to have a lot of spokespeople, but she's not speaking directly to her daughter. Oh. I would have preferred the person who hurt me to come directly to me and say, listen, I need you.
I have come to an assumption that it is so bad she can't speak.
The mom.
Yeah. So she...
her ailment.
Anonymous should not even expect a... sorry, Mtanam. It is so bad that mom can't speak, even for herself.
You know, this is one of those situations where I go, listen, this, I get how you're feeling. Do with it what you want to do with it.
That's
because
right.
The reason why I say that as well is because she's even put forward a solution to say, I'm able to pay for her care.
Yeah.
So the daughter still loves her mother. She still cares, but she's been hurt. It's enough. She's found a way to move on with her life.
Mm.
And maybe opening this door might then take her back to what she's tried so hard to work or walk away from.
Yeah.
I'm saying she's given a solution. She's able to throw money into this issue to fix it. And they're still being selfish and saying, you know, this is not it. They're being upset.
While you're there, okay, so to take a question.
I was going to say, a friend of mine once said to me, you know, a child's first antagonist or enemy is a parent who's unhealed. Right.
Oof.
So this woman needs, she's the blind spot, not the lady who just sent the voice note. The mother is the blind spot. She needs to forgive the father. But she said something very key, right? She hasn't forgiven the dad and she takes it out on her. She's been doing that her whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the mother needs to heal over here. And the girl must just continue to live her own life. Take her to the hospice. You know, that's how
there's a blind spot, a financial one. She has accepted that she's going to pay for the hospice.
Yeah.
And she's doing it for the sake of peace. Her peace. That at least I've played a role. Remember, she says, I'm in Joburg. So chances are these people are far away from Joburg. At a hospice, say these are the last days, she dies. The mom dies. There's your blind spot. Yeah. Prepare yourself for that.
Yeah. I hear you. Yes. I'd
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Let's wrap up this blind spot. Kenny.
No, no, I call you mama. Magaqeda amambise home. Ehome angeke baze bamjudge. Bazomsebenza njena kahle bamnakekele. Yena amxolele amvakashela nokumvakashela.
Mantombi.
Hi Prati, I resonate to the caller's life scars. My advice to her is to approach her mom, forgive her, talk things through, ask her, and make her understand what you went through as a child, and just embrace forgiveness. That's how you will move on, my dear. Forgiveness, COVID, forgiveness is the antidote for what you went through.
She has forgiven. She has. Like Tiko says, she's decided not to reconcile, so to speak.
The lady doesn't have a blind spot. What she needs to do is to call a meeting, a family meeting. The mother, yeah, and ask men, which uyafuna yini ukusizwa yi the daughter, because you might find ukuthi the mother despises her daughter because of whatever that she's holding against her dad. So she needs to call a family meeting so that mama, because now she's cracking her head, thinking she can take mama and take her to care facilities. Only to find which the actual person akafuni yena ukuzosizwa uyo ufuna ukusizwa yilaba intandokazi zakhe. We must look into this.
Intandokazi ziphi? But ziyahluleka.
This one is definitely hitting a spot, especially after December and Christmas and ama family abanye bahlangene. I don't see a blind spot, Mina. She never invested love, she never invested anything kuwe. So you have nothing to give for yena. It's just a matter of you deciding how is it going to treat you if anything happens to her now. That's the biggest thing you should worry about. If you think you won't be able to handle the fact that you had the power to do something and didn't, then maybe it's time that you go and do something for her and try and see if you can help her. But if you're comfortable with anything else happening to her, and because I'll feel anything and you think you can live with that, then I don't see why you need to go and cross the river for someone that couldn't care less which bodlan uphila kanjani wenzani impilo yakho yonke.
All I'm saying is, my sister, be ready for the inevitable. And unfortunately, because you are the one here alone in GP, you may be the only one who can actually afford to bury her. That's all I'm saying. Be ready for that too. Thank you for sharing. You have a blind spot? Email it. Blindspot at car959.co.za.
Watch me turn it up.
Hiya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.